Iranians read all this news and they make their own opinions. A global survey group at the University of Maryland, worldpublicopinion.org, polled more than 700 people in Iran earlier this year with interesting results. Stephen Call is director of the worldpublicopinion.org. Stephen, welcome to Day to Day.
Thank you very much.
This isn't your first opinion poll in Iran. You've tested public opinion there earlier. What changes do you find about how Iranians feel about themselves and about the United States?
Views of the United States are still quite negative. One of the most striking things that I found in both the poll and in the focus groups is a perception on the part of Iranians that the United States has extraordinary power over all kinds of things in the world. A large majority of Iranians in the poll said that the United States controls most of the important things that happen in the world. And when I probed about this, they even said in the focus groups that the United States controls Al Jazeera, that the United States controls Al Qaeda.
Al Jazeera, the Arab news channel based in Qatar, and Al Qaeda, the sworn enemy of the United States. These are controlled
right.
by the U.S.?
It goes together with this sense that America has this extraordinary power and that it manipulates things from behind the scenes. But we see some signs of a thawing. Well, in December 2006, 76% had a negative or unfavorable view. This dropped down 6 points. But most importantly, two-thirds had a very unfavorable view, and that's dropped to just half.
I've asked you how Iranians feel about the U.S. because that's a big question for us. But how do they feel about their own government? How do they feel about Mahmoud Ahmadinejad, the leader of Iran, who's such a controversial figure here and really around the world?
Overall, they expressed a kind of positive view. And when I was in Tehran, I did focus groups there talking to people. People do express that point of view. It's important to remember that they have somewhat tense relations with the Sunni Arab world as well as the United States. So they feel somewhat isolated and surrounded, and this creates a sense of being threatened. And that's one of the reasons that they pull very close to each other and pull close to their government.
And I wonder, within these focus groups where they see that you're there, how is it for you?
What's striking to me is that you get a different kind of nuance by doing focus groups. Because in the poll, you just get mostly a lot of negativity, except toward the American people. They're actually 51% of Iranians say they like American people. And that comes through when you meet them. They do immediately express frustration with America, but you can feel underneath it a real longing to have better relations and an appreciation that you're there and listening to them. So by the end, they are actually projecting a real sense of warmth.
How do they feel about nuclear power and nuclear weapons? Because this is the big issue between the two countries. At least it's the one that seems to have the most potential to really turn things in a bad way.
Yeah, Iranians have rather strong feelings about this issue. 8 in 10 are very determined that Iran should have the capacity to enrich uranium, to produce nuclear fuel that could be used for nuclear energy. They support the idea that Iran should not develop nuclear weapons. They support the non-proliferation treaty. And interestingly, 6 in 10 say that developing nuclear weapons would be contrary to Islam.
Stephen Call, director of worldpublicopinion.org, which sampled public opinion in Iran in the early part of this year. Stephen, thank you.
You're welcome.
To see Iranians' response to questions about the nuclear issue and the Iraq war, go to our website, npr.org/daytoday, where you can find a link to the poll.